Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. We're just talking again the last two lines, the last by two dots of Lamed Zayin and Mabeis. Again, the Mishnah says again, Kamihi Keshuya. Shabbat Yoim, it says, Chamishim Vaboyim Yoim. Like, how long could you have labor pains to say that the dam you see all that time is tore from Tumaziva? So it says 50 or 40 days. So the question is, Hashta Chamishim and Makashio, won't you say for 50 days? It's called labor. That's called the dam's coming because of the vlad. That is no tuma ziva. If so, my boy, what do you have to say? 40. Once 50 days, for sure 40 days. Some of Chiz, the answer like this, Lakash is no question. Kan l'chayla, kan l'bori. That if the lady is healthy, then only 40 days. Then 40 days before she gives birth, if she has labor pains, all those 40 days, any dam she sees then does not make a tuma ziva. But if she's sick, then 50 days is called labor pains from the vlad. But if she sees dam before 50 days, even though it's because of labor pains, then we say, no, it's not because of the vlad, then that dam would make a tuma zava. So therefore, the Mishnah means 50 days if she's sick, and 40 days if she's healthy. Amar Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi says like this, Amar Rabbi Levi, ein ha vlad mitayer el yomim haruyim liyaz ben zava. Only like the Yud Aleph Yomim, the 11 days between one Nidus to another Nidus, during those 11 days, normally she would see 3 days of dam, then she would become a Zava. So now that she has labor pains because of the vlad, that the dam becomes Torah. But only the dam she would see during these 11 days. But dam she sees before, dam she sees after the 11 days, and then she becomes a Nidah, even though the dam is coming because of the Leda. The Leda only, part is only Zmetayra from dam that should make her a Zava during the 11 days. But if she sees dam after the 11 days that will make her into a Nidah, then even though it comes out because of the vlad, still she's tummy. That's what Reb Levi says. On this, for Rav Amar, Rav says a big Kiddush, that Afilu Biyomim Aruyim Lesviras Zava. Like if, let's say, during these 11 days she become tummy, then she has to count another 7 days as Zayinikiyim. Seals, even the next 7 days, if she see dam during those 7 days, because of the vlad, she will not become tamei. She's tor, not only during the 11 days, but even after another 7 days, so it's really 18 days, that she's tor, she sees dam, because of the labor pains, and she gives birth right after that. Omer Rav Ador Bar Ava. On the time of the Rav, according to Rav's time, he says even the bigger Kiddush. If so, once you say, not only the Yud Aleph Yomim, but even the 7 days afterwards, that's because of the Yud Aleph Yomim. If so, Afilu Yomim Oriyim Lesviras Stiras Zava. If she continue on, like true, there's 11 days she become a Zava. Let's say she became a Zava then. So true, the next 7 days she has to count Zainikiyim. But what's going to be after counting 6 days on the sixth day, she sees Dam, that's Esau. So she has to start counting over again. So that's in the Dava Sefer. If she continue on and on and on, that she always has Tumas Zavar on her. So if you tell him now, Rav Svar, anything that would have Tumas Zavar now, when it comes out because of the lady, she's Tor, so it's not only Tor the Dam that comes out during the first 18 days, but no matter how long on we go, all that Dam should be Tor as long as the Dam is coming out because of the lady. Having one of Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, on top of that, Rav Chesir, Tanan learned in our Mishnah, Kami Kishuya, how far back is it possible to have this Ptur of Kishuya of labor pains? How we say the labor pains are still coming because of the Leda. So Remeya says, Aboyim v'chemishim yom. He holds 40 or 50 days. Not more. So Bishleim, the Rav, is good according to Rav Mishkachas. You can find it. Kravad of a Rav. That he holds that's not only 18 days, but as long as you want, because you could always have a steer if you'd see down, but it's start over again the 7 days, it keeps on going on and on again. So it's good how you could have 50 days, that because of the vlad, that any dam you see during those 50 days, you tore, it's very good. But ever the lady, according to the lady's chat, it says no. That even though you see dam because of the lady, because of the lady pains, it's only metayu during the 11 days, and that's all, but not more, it's akasha. How could the Mishnah say, according to the May, it's 40 or 50 days, that's much more than 11 days? So my answer is, Amalach Levi, Levi will answer back, it's like this. Me Ketani Torah Bekulam, as the Mishnah said, that during those 50 days, she's taught no matter what day she sees, what type of dam comes out. No, the pshat is that B'yemei Nida Nida. If she sees dam during those 50 days, is a time that would make her into a tummy nida, or she does become a nida. That is no time of later. But you may see that after the 7 days of nida's passed by, that then the next 11 days she becomes a zava. During those 11 days, that's what the Mishnah means to say to. So Yitor, during those 50 days that she had her labor pains, any time you saw them during the time that you could become a Zava, you'd be Tor, according to Levi. But then Echnami, if you'd see them during the time you could become an Ida, you would become an Ida. Now, Lishnachrina, another way to learn the Pshat HaMachalim between Rav and Levi is like this. Lishnachrina, Amr says this. Amr Reb Levi says, Ein Havlad Metayer El Yorim Haruyim Liyaz Ben Zava. Kedela. That Levi says even the bigger Kiddush. During those 11 days, only if you see Dam 3 days in a row, that Dam should have brought you to be a Zav Gedolam, now that you see it because of labor pains, you're Torah. But let's say you see only 1 day Dam, you would be Tamei that 1 day. A Zav Katani, you would be even because of labor. My time, what's the reason of Levi? Doma Yomim Rabin, see, the Pasuk says Domim Yomim Rabin. Meaning to say, only if you see 3 days in a row, then the lady is metayerit. If you only see 1 day during the 11 days, you're not going to be tummy that day. Shmeres Yom Kenegad Yom, that 1 day is Zav Katana, you would be tummy. Abishoya Mishme de Rav Oma, Bishoya is the name of Rav, that know that Afilu Yom Marie leaves them Zav Katana also. It's only during those 11 days. But even if she only sees once during those 11 days, and she has labor pains then, she'll be tor. My time, what's the reason according to Abishol Mishmei the Rav? Yimei, v'chol yimei, hosam tzivit, says over there, mashma kol yimei, mashma, all the days that she's fit to become a Zavra, all those 11 days, any damn she sees then, she'll be tore from. Since in the middle of labor pains, because of the vlad, the Torah says it's tore. So that's the machlokes between Levi and Rav. Both hold yoni tore during those 11 days. And the Machlokes says, if you see a Zav Katana, would you become Tamei during those 11 days? So now the Gemara asks a question according to both of them. So it's a Kasha and a Mishnah. So now it says, now Mishnah, Kamu Kishuyam. How long could you have labor pains to say the Dam you see them is Tor? Rabbi Meir says, Afinu Aboy Lechemishim Yom, even 40 or 50 days. So Kasha Tavar is Kasha according to both of them. According to this Mishnah, both of them agree Yoni Tor during the 11 days, that you could become a Zavra. So Machlokes is a Zavra Gedolah, a Zavra Katana even, but not more than 11 days. And here the Mishnah says you could become Tor for 50 days before you have the labor, if you had labor pains all those 50 days. So my answer is no. Mika Torah, as the Mishnah say, Torah Bakula means all 50 days that you turn, no matter what dam you see. No. It could mean like this. Kosher Sub, you may need Dorsan either. If you have labor pains during the time you can become a nida, and you see them, then you would become a nida. Only if you may see vasa, but the next 11 days after the nidus, then tahara, that's all. So every cycle of 11 days, you'll be tor if you have labor pains and see them. Then echnami, after that, after the 11 days, the next time you see them, you become a nida, even though it's during these 50 days, you would become a tumas nida on you. Then the Gemara says, tani rana this. Tanya Hoyer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir used to say, Yesh Mekashe Kuf Nun Yom. It's possible for a lady to have labor pains for 150 days, and V'ein Ziv Olam, for 150 days she'll be tor because of these labor pains, she will not have Tumas Ziva during these 150 days. How do you have it? Either Mishnah says that labor pains is only 50 days before the labor. So how could you have even 150 days to be tor from Ziva? So my answer is case, what's the case like this? Shnayim v'loyes. Let's say first she saw the last 2 days of the Yud Aleph Yemen. She saw the 10th day and the 11th day. So that's it. She does not become a Zav Gedolah because she didn't see 3 days in a row in those Yud Aleph Yemen without giving birth, without any labor pains. And then she saw down the 3rd day, which is the beginning of the Nida cycle. So she's talking now for Shiva Nida, 7 days, the next 7 days. She's telling me as Nida, not as Zav. So that's 9 days so far. Even though she saw it down, she's not a Zava. Now, after the Nidus, then it starts again the Yud Aleph Yomim, Ushnayim Shalechad HaNida, Shalach Ramad Nida. She only saw the next, the number 1 and number 2 days. She did not become a Zava because she didn't see 3 days. Now, V'chanishim Shevlad Metayr. Now we start, she has labor pains now, and it's 50 days before she's going to give birth. So those 50 days she's tore, al Zava. Because those 50 days, the Dam is coming, Machmas Avlad. V'chamishim shavlad metayim. Now, u'shimoinim shenekeva. Let's say what happened was she gave birth, and after she gave birth, if she was tummy for 14 days with Thurston after later from a nekeva, and then she went to the mikveh, she lived with her husband, and she became pregnant then. So now the next 66 days that she made Torah, so she's Torah anyway. So that's called the Shemenu Shenekeva, the next 80 days she's Torah because it's called Dam Taira. Then after the 80 days, Vishiv and Nidu, when the first time she sees them, she becomes a Nidu again. And then even after the Nidus, the next 2 days, Shneim Shalachar HaNidu. So that's how you have 150 days. Since how you could have 150 days, at least she could see Dam straight, and she will not have a Tumas Zava on her. Omri, they said back, in Kei or so, Yesh Mekasha Ko Yemeha, for Yein Zivay Levem, and so go on to say that go on the rest of your life. Like, why only 150 days? It could be again she became pregnant again, and she had an eiful again and again. Omri, as he said back to him, my detchaitu, what's in your mind? Mishum nefolim, like we say, now after 80 days she could have an eiful, and then she could have pregnant again. So there it says, ein kishul nefolim, no. If the end she only gives birth to an eiful, but not a vlad shel kayama, that's not a ptur, then we say she would become a zava. There's din that lochruz of a dam comes because of the lady that she's tore, that's only if it's a lady from the bench of kayama. There's not a bench of kayama in a chnami, ein kishul nefolim. Tell me about one like this. Yesh reya meya yom, a person could see, a lady could see 100 days straight, for yom ziva elavem, and she won't have to mazavru on her. Kate said, what's the case? Again, shnayim b'loyes, the last 2 days of the 11 days of that cycle, she saw down, so she does not become a zav gedela, because she only saw 2 days, not 3 days. Then v'shiva nida, the next 7 days, she's told me, as the nida, so it's 9 days. Then next cycle of yiralef, shnayim shalechon, ha'achra nida. So that's for kids, so 11 days, that she doesn't become a zav yet. Now with shmoinim shanakeva, now what happened was, now she started to have labor pains again before the, then she gave birth to an akeva. And for the next 80 days, she doesn't become a zava. And then v'shiva nida, after the 80 days, then she becomes a nida. U'shnayim shalachar nida. Then twice after the nida, 2 times she sees then. So that's 100 days that she does not become a zava. So the verse says, my kamash, what are you teaching me over here? La'fuki remandi yoma yev shabsichas akeva bleidam. That we tell them we do not hold like the Mandiyom, where it says it's impossible to have dam, to have a physical kever without dam. Kamashpur, no, this Tana holds that the Efshta Psychos of Kever Bloy Dam, it's possible that the kever, the womb opens up and no dam comes out. Because if you're going to tell me now that Bishas Leda, when the womb opens up, some dam has to come out, so that dam, Rashi says, comes out before the Vlad. But that's a Matzias. If you hold when any time you open up the kever, the womb, dam has to come out, so that dam, the pshat, is the dam is there already. It's not called kavi machmas the vlad. The vlad is only making the womb open up. Once the womb opens up, the dam comes out by itself. So that dam would have been dam to matam alzova. So here the case was, before she gave birth, she saw 2 days in the yilaf yamim. Then the third day she gave birth. So if you're going to tell me that pshat she gives birth, right before she gives birth, when the psichas akeva, when the womb opens up, dam comes out then, so that dam is not because of the vlad, that dam is coming out by itself. So she should have been have a tumah zava. So that's the kamashkar, no, that's possible to say that no dam came out just because of the opening of the psichas akever. So therefore, only the dam came out because of the leda. That the Torah says is Torah. That's the chiddush, she could have 100 days straight that she sees dam, and she would not become have tumah zava on her. Then the next man, the Yamanisha, says, if you do aimer, that you only have these labor pains for a month before you give birth, that if you see dam during that month, that's tore from ziva. Time will honor this. Rabbi Yudah says, Mishum Rabbi Tafrim Rabbi Tafrim, that Dayah Chadosha. It's enough to have 1 month, that's it, 1 month of labor pains before you give birth, is metar you from ziva during that month. And Rabbi Yudah says like this, Yesh Bedob Elohokal Elohachmir, it's possible to look at this to be a mekel and also to be a chumra. Rashi says it means pomim shema mitai klum. Sometimes not matar anything, and pomim shum matar chodesh v'yemechad. Sometimes matar a month and 1 day. What does that mean to say? Ketzad? Mor says kosher so shnayim b'soif shmini. Let's say the last 2 days of the 8th month of her pregnancy, she had labor pains then. So it doesn't help that labor pains. Then the third time she saw was the first day of the 9th month with labor pains. So, and even a bigger Kiddush. Even if she gave birth, Taka, at the beginning of the 9th month, she gave birth, Taka, whatever she saw, still, how raise you let this preserve? This is called the case that she is called you let this preserve. Shlav tum azava. And what's the pshat? Even though the third day that she saw it was machmas the vlad, so why talk is she you let this preserve? So Rashi says hoyu v'roiv ziva v'shmini, like the most of the three, 2 out of 3 days was in the 8th month. Shein avlad metayer, and the 8th month the vlad is not metayer. We put the third day after the first 2 days. So therefore, she's called Yoledes Bezaif. And as Mar says, though, Abba, what's going to be though? Kosher so Yom Echod Bezaif Shmini. The last day of the 8th month, she started to have her labor pains. Ushtayim Betchilas Chi, then the next 2 times she saw him. The second, the third time was the first 2 days of the 9th month. In this case, should be Tor. And the Afilo Bezaif Chi Yod, even though she first gave birth at the end of the 9th month, still ain't Yoledes Bezaif. This is not called Yoledes Bezaif. Because again, the 2 out of the 3 Rias were during the 9th month. And that's a beauty shita that during the 9th month, if she sees because of labor pains, that's called Machmas Leder, that it's Tor. Oh, Maravada Maravo, Shema Minifmir, we have a proof that Sav Rav Yehuda holds, She Purei Goyrim, it's like the 9th month, that month is what causes the dam to come because of the Leder that she's Tor. Rashi is the Lashon of Shipura means the Shofar Shetoken by Bezdin Bekiddush HaChodesh. Bezdin blows the Shofar Bekiddush HaChodesh. So that 9th month is what causes them. They're called the Dam, is called Machmas Leder. For the man, it's not that way. So far we're saying now, even though she gives birth the second day of the month, she could give birth the second day of the 9th month. It's given birth during the 9th month. It doesn't have to be a complete month. It could be Lumikotoyim. But any, it's not that way. For Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Einisha Mesaberes V'yoledes Elo Masayim V'shivim V'yechajayim, that the pregnancy has to take 271 days, which is exactly 9 full months, or else from the time that she had Bia, or else Elo Masayim V'shivim V'shnayim, 172 days, the Rashi says, from the Bia. Because it could be the first day of the Bia when the Zera went in, it wasn't Niklat, she didn't become pregnant the first day. Only the second day when the Zera was in the body, she became pregnant. Or else, Oi, the Mosayim B'Shiv Mishalos could be 273 days, because it could be she first became pregnant on the third day. So you see a component that she only gives birth after 9 complete months, not Lemekatoyim. So Moses says, Who the Yomeke Chasidim Roshonim, and this last Brisa calls according to Chasidim Roshonim, that they talk hold when you give birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months. Titanim would learn like this. Chasidim Roshonim, the first day was the Chasidim, they would only live with their wives from Revi, from Wednesday on till the end of the week, but not Yom Rishon, not Yom Sheni, not Yom Shlishi. Why? Because we count exactly 271 or 72 or 73 days, you may come out to give birth on Shabbos, and they don't want to have to have get their wife to give birth on Shabbos, because it may come with the Chil Shabbos, even though they're allowed to, it's a Cholem. But the Chachilu don't put yourself in such a matzav. Therefore, they made sure to have V only after Wednesday or Wednesday and onwards, so that when she gives birth, it would not come out to be on Shabbos. So, according to you see, they hold that you give birth after 9 months, a complete 9 months, not Lemukatayim. But the problem is, you're the sheet to so know that the 9th month you could give birth Lemukatayim. So, the more of a Sulay and more that, like why only Yom Lever V? Even Chamish Yosso, Shishi Yosso. Smurus is true. Eimim Ravi v'Yachmit to say from Ravi until the end of the week. Just Yom Yishin, Yom Shein, Yom Shlishi, that you do not have Tashmish. Now, my time of the Chassidim Roshonim, what's the time of the Chassidim Roshonim? The Chassidim, because the passage says, V'yitin Hashem lo Heroin. Hashem gave her Heroin, by Rus, it says here. So, Heroin is Begumatria, Masai Meshiv Mechad, 271 days. Heavy. So that's the proof that when you give birth, it's complete 9 months. Omer Mazutra, Afilu Laman Diyama, you led this Litchi, and you led this Limukutam, you know that the Chassidim, that if you give birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months, not partial. You led this Lashiva, but when a lady gives birth after 7 months, during the 7th month, Then you let us lumukatoim, and everybody agrees, you let us lumukatoim, she could give birth in the middle of the seventh month. She never, because the pasuk says, Fayhimit kufa sayomim. It came the time of the days, Vatar chana vatelad ben, is miyut at kufa shnayim, miyut yomim shnayim. Mean to say, you do not have to have a complete seventh month. It's not in the middle of the seventh month, she could give birth. So Rashi says, yomim means like 2 days, as long as 2 days in the seventh month, then she could give birth. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both hold no, that ain't kisha Yosi and Beis Shabbosis. Only 2 weeks, like 2 weeks before you give birth, if you have labor pains, then so during those 2 weeks, should be torn from Zova, but not before. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, what's the reason of the Rabbanon Shita that only 2 weeks? The pasuk says, "V'tumas ishvuayim kinidasa." The 2 weeks is tamed like a nido. So we dash in kinidasa below kizivasa, meaning to say that during these days of the course of labor, she only has tumas nido, not like a zava. The cloud is zivasa to her, that she's told as tumas zava during these 2 weeks. The kamishvuayim 2 weeks. So since the din of labor could only be 2 weeks, that is a smachtia to say that it's only 2 weeks before the labor that should be torn out zava if she has labor pains and sees during those labor pains. Tell me about one like this. Yesh mekashe esrim v'chamisha yoyim. So lady could have labor pains for 25 days. V'yein ziva elamahem. And she has no tumah ziva then. Even according to Chachamim here. Ketzer, how could that be? Shnayim b'lo yeis. Again, the last 2 days of a cycle of the Yud Aleph Yom, she sees them. As if it's only 2 days, she's not tumah ziva. Then v'shiva needed next 7 days, even she sees them, she only has tumah ziva. So that's 9 days. And then obeys the Shaliyach Anida. Then another two from after the beginning of the first of the cycle of Yud Aleph. So it's only 2 days. She has no Tumas Zava yet. So so far, that's 4 and 7. It's 11 days. For Yarba also she have Vlad Matar. And then she has labor pains for 14 days. So Vlad is Matar. That's 11 and 14. 25 days. For Yevshe she tiskash she esve meshisha yoyim b'loy Vlad. But it's not possible. She has labor pains for 26 days and does not give birth yet. For late to your lettuce bazaar, she shouldn't be a lettuce bazaar. But late Vlad, but for the moment, without giving birth, but losa nami saki, stam 3 days, she becomes a zava. On the Ravshesh, like this. But Mokim Shesh Vlad, where she has a Vlad, that's the locha. 25 days, she can still be torn from zava. For 26 days, then we say she'll have a tumah zava. Like the chesem we just said before, it's only exactly 25, but one more day would make it. She saw 3 days during the Yud Aleph Yomim, she would become a zava. Omalei rova v'abunei vlad tani, it says without a vlad. Eli rad amal rova, so it is the pshat. Hochi kama. Iyev shetiska she'esem ashisha yoyim. It's not possible she'll have labor pains for 26 days. For mokim she'esh vlad in the place where she gives birth. For later you let his birth, she shouldn't be given birth with tumah zava. Why? Because there are 3 days she saw during the Yud Aleph Yomim without the 14 days of a vlad. Over mokim sheva, which doesn't give birth, and a nefil, only a nefil came out. Then plus anami avizava, any 3 days she sees, she becomes a zava. By the time, what's the reason? Like we had before, in kishul in the fallen. If she only has a miscarriage, the Vlad is not a Vlad, the Vlad Shokhayam, El Chanami, then there's no Din Kishri. Then, even though she has labor pains, that's not called Machmas Vlad, she would have a Tumah Zavah. Now the Mishnah says, HaMakashe B'Toch Shemoinim Shonakeva. And Isha gave birth to a Nakeva, so the first 14 days she's Tumah. Then she goes to the Mikvah, she lives with her husband, she comes pregnant again. And then she has labor pains, so Makasha Batar Shumainim Shanakeva is called Dom Mishiroya Torim. Any Dom she sees is Tor. As Dom Toyer, Achiyotza Vlad until the Vlad comes out. And Rashi says Torim, Tachol Toch Malays Tavi Dom Toyer, until she gives birth. For Ablezza Matam Ablezza Ozno She's Tame, Rashi's Tame Nida, Tachivan the Bakushi Bo, Lav Dom Toyer, since the Dom is coming out because of the Vlad, that because of the labor pains, that's not called Dam Toyer. So therefore, true, after the labor pains, it's Mitai Mishum Zavah, but not Mishum Nida, Mishum Nida, she's Tamei. So Reb Lez all the chumi could become tamei. Omulah, they said back to Reb Lez. Omulah, Reb Lez said back to Reb Lez. Oma b'mokim shehechmo b'dam ashufi. Mada b'mokim u'machmir. B'dam ashufi when dam comes out by without labor pains. Rashi says, Kagoyin shayiledis, or regularly she gives birth. Even though she sees 3 days, b'shufi, still, the yoldah raises, she is yiledis b'zayif. Regularly she without labor pains, so she sees 3 days before she gives birth, so she has tumazov rana. That b'mokim shechmo b'dam ashufi. Heiko b'dam akushi, but if she saw dam because of labor pains, we say she's tall. If so, mokim sheiko b'dam ashufi. Though after she gives birth, the next 66 days are dam toyer. If she doesn't have labor pains, she's the dam is dam toyer. As Einadin isn't a sword to say she heiko b'dam akushi, that even if she becomes pregnant now during these next 66 days, and she has labor pains, isn't a sword to say that for sure the dam she sees should be toyer. Like Maduch, before she gives birth, the labor pains make it tall, so after she gave birth, for sure she should be tall. Or Malahem, your blessing says back, no, die, you love him in a din, you want to make a kabachayma, it can't be better from where they went out from. Lias Kanodin, Mima Hekel Aleha, where do you see where Mako before she gives birth, after the labor pains? That's only Mituma Ziva, that's all. Avotoma Tuma Nida. But let's say she sees Dam, a tourist, the 7 days she become a Nida. Senechnami, then the might, or many after the Yud Aleph Yomim, that she could become a Nida, Senechnami, even though she sees Da, Machmas Kushi, still sees Tamein. So therefore, what then after she gives birth, even though it's during the Yimei Toyar, your only Toyar, if Adam comes out by itself, according to Reb Leza. If Adam comes out because of the blood, because of labor pains, Senechnami, Al Zovo, she's Tor, but as Nida should be Tamein. Turn Reb Amon like this. Teisha, the Pasuk says, L'rabbi samakasha b'toch shmoinim shanakeva shokol dom she roya terim. That any dam she sees, she's tall. An extra Pasuk, Teisha, she's al dimei taira. With any dam she sees during those 66 days, is dam toyer. At she ate tzivla until she gives birth. For Reb Lez, the Mitar Rebbe holds no, Reb Lez, all she's tall, she has tumas nida. Om Rulev, he said back to Reb Lez, Om Rulev, Reb Lez, Chom, said back to Reb Lez. Before she gives birth, if she doesn't have labor pains, and she sees 3 days, she has to mazov ronam, shalefneya vlad, before she gives birth, heiko b'shufi shlachra vlad, but after she gives birth, there's yimei tairam, then the next 60 days she sees she's torn, and so mokim sheiko b'kushi shalefneya vlad, the case where she has labor pains, before she gives birth, and if she sees dam then we say she's torn from Zavo. Zainadin isn't as far to say Shaneka Bakush Shlakra Vlad, that after she gave birth, during these 80 days, if she becomes pregnant again and has labor pains, that Avada she should be torn. Omulem of Lez heads back and says, no, Da, you love him in Adin, Lias Knudden. This Kabachayimi can't be better off than where you learn it out from. Then Mimaheka, where do we see where Meka before she gives birth on there? Only with Tumaziva. That the dam laid is metayivah is only also tumaziva. Avo metama tumas nida, but she stam sees dam after yud aleph yomim, she becomes a nida. So therefore, blaz old zuadin, after she gives birth, the same thing tumas nida should have. Om ruloi, they said that to blazam, harayonu mashiv necho loshenach. We'll ask you a different question. We'll ask you a question like this. Huma b'mokim sheachma b'shufi, shefnei avlad, case when she gave birth, and she saw before that 3 days of dam without labor pain, b'shufi. So what you say that she's tamei, still heiko b'kushi shimoi. In the case that she would have labor pains, then she would be tall. So mokim sheifa b'shufi shlachra vlad, where she gives birth after the vlad, after the 14 days of nida of nekeva, she's tall for 66 days. Is then the din isn't as far to say sheneiko b'kushi shimoi? That even though during those 66 days she'll seize because of labor pains, still she should be tall? On this note, Omalehen, Filuat Meshivim Koliyam, could even you want to ask me questions the whole day long? Still I hold, Daya Lovim Min Adin, it's enough to learn out this Kavachayma, Lias Kanod, and it can't be better from the place we're actually learning it out from. Mima Hekelaleh, we learning it out from, where we may call, that before she gives birth, if she sees Da Mach Maskusha, she's tall. What type of tire is that? Only mituma ziva. Only if it's during the year of yom to become a zavor, then we say if she sees dam machmas of lach, she's torn. Aber mit Tumas, Tumas Nida, but if she sees after the Yer Aleph Yomim, even though she's seeing Machmas the Vlad with Kushi, still she has Tumas Nida. So that's Reb Lezer Svar, that who then after she gives birth, the same thing, that she sees Dam, Machmas Kushi, she would have Tumas Nida on her. Omar Rav says, Poho Zachinu Reb Lezer Rabbonin, here Reb Lezer can one on over the Rabbonin. That like this, Lavram Risa, didn't we say, Doma, that we dash in Doma Machmas Atzma, to where Machmas Vlad is Dam of Dam Ziva. She's only Tommy the Dam comes out Machmas Atzmai. But not after Vlad causes this Dam Ziva to come out. Sochinam says the same thing here also. The Torah Mimkor Domeom. After she gives birth, she has to be made Tyra for the next 66 days. The Pesach says though, the Tira Mimkor Domeom. So we dash in also Domeo Machmas Atzma, she's only Torah Dam comes out by itself. But the dam that comes out, that she comes pregnant again during those 80 days, and then she has labor pains, so that dam is not machmas atz, it's machmas the vlad, and echnami, there there's no yimei tairo. There she would have tumas nidirana. The machmas vlad. So therefore, Eima, let's say, b'yimei nidanida, b'yimei ziva tairo. But this is now a new question. Eima, b'yimei nidanida, let's say, according to Reb Lezer, true. You have